Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Caribos. Thank you. You're coming. In this endeavor of worshiping Bhagavatam, we took Bhagavatam on the procession today, and when you want to glorify somebody, you really take him on your room. Those players, they also do, when someone wins the match, they lift him, really give him a lift. And so we lifted Bhagavatam. It is about everything else also. It was on the head. And it was even worshipped. By the way, at least one resident ran out with a lamp and worshipped Bhagavatam. Of course, we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, to glorify that Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is incarnation of Krishna, of Rukmini Dwarka. There are many forms. That is one form that is stands before us. Kind of everyone identifies with that form as the Lord and worships and does Madhbhakto, Matyaji, Mam, Namaskuru, etc. But then we find a bit difficulty when we say, oh, holy name is also the Lord, and Bhagavatam is also the Lord. His pastimes are also the Lord, non-different from the Lord. Dham is Bhagavat Swarup, non-different. Bhagavat Swarup. The Sanskrit word is Bhagavat Swarup. His own Roop is yet another Roop, another form of the Lord. This Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, everyone runs to see Rukmini Dwarkadish. Well, I don't want to minimize the importance of running to Rukmini Dwarkadish and seeing them. But Srila Prabhupada did emphasize hearing. Unless you hear, you will not understand or really see. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur one time asked one of his followers who had left the Dharma Sabha where Bhagavad discourse was on, and he went away and returned. Ah, where did you go? I went for darshan. He thought my spiritual master would be pleased to hear such a reply. And instead, he was asked a few questions. So, how was your eye exercise? You went, you opened your eyes, closed them many times. So how was your eye exercise? I was here teaching technique or science of how to see Krishna with the help of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and you ran away in the middle to see. So this way, our previous acharyas, and certainly Srila Prabhupada has emphasized hearing process. as number one, certainly number one business. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoy Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karahudoy. We all have love for the Lord. It is not something to be purchased in the market nearby. No. It is in there. It is part of you. So how to get it out? How to manifest it? Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karahoda. Shravan. Then Chitta Shuddha consciousness pure, and that Krishna Prem Udaya will manifest. It's but natural. So Srila Prabhupada certainly wanted us to distribute his books. He also wanted us to read them. Not only read them, but study them. Many of us read, but not everyone studies Prabhupada's books. Anyway, we'll make a little attempt of studying Bhagavatam, contemplating on Bhagavatam. This is very, very favorable time, nice time for any time is good. Any time is good. Shubhasya Shigram. Shubhasya Shigram. It's a good thing. Do it when? Tomorrow? No. This evening? No. Now. Shubhasya Shigram. So this is the best thing to do, so you don't have to look at a watch or what day this one is. No. But then there are certain times that are certainly variable, more beneficial. You get more out of those times, and this is that time. Starting from today is also Chaturmasya. Right? Today marks the beginning of Chaturmasya. And what is the business of Chaturmasya? Eat less. Circular was sent around and said, don't eat salt, sweet voice, and don't eat this. So minimizing, cutting down, eating, sleeping, etc. And maximize, certainly hearing. And we would like to do that today also. It's Purnima and some Guru Purnima. It's Guru's Day. Also, Brahaspatiwar. Today is Brahaspatiwar. Today is the day. We don't do this as a money-making thing, Prabhupada. That is why Prabhupada was against this saptah business, because this has become a business. Contract has to be signed. How many lakhs? Before. Yeah, this is, they're not shy about this. So, Sobhas have any contract? We have not signed any. Any underhand and no deals. And, some other reasons why Prabhupada was against this. 7 day, reciting for 7 days, but it's not against reciting Bhagavatam. You could do it. It's a popular thing, and few extra people do come in the name of Bhagavad Katha, so we could take advantage of that train, that tradition. And don't do this, don't read Bhagavatam, study Bhagavatam. So that is what we wish to do. Last time we did childhood pastimes of Krishna. Krishna in Gokul. Little Krishna. The circumstances before his birth and the Bhumi crying and those Adhari guards and they couldn't help out and go to Brahma and he said, oh no, let's all go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he heard the prayers. Prabhupada says wireless. Wireless communication. He couldn't speak face to face. From the beach of Svetadvip, he communicated. He was on the beach, and Lord was in the middle. Dvip. Svetadvip. Svet, white. Svet means white. White dvip, white island. Why? Because milk. Milk all around. Lord in the middle. And he said, okay, sure, you go ahead, you Devi guards, you take birth. So they took birth, and then Lord also took birth in the middle of the night, and then he was taken across to Jamuna, to Gokul, and the baby girl back to Mathura. An attempt of killing, and that did not work out. And then more pastimes. Krishna was just 6 days old, and then what happened? I'm just testing you. Bhutana. And she was killed. The name-giving ceremony was there. Gargacharya comes. And Krishna Balaram's names are given. Hidingly, privately, in a goshala. No big affair. They did not want to make a big thing. No. Otherwise, news could easily reach Kamsa and more trouble. Why in my trouble? So they did this quietly. And then more pastimes, and Krishna as a little child eating dirt. Ah! Open your mouth. And there was, what was it inside? The whole universe was inside. Oh, you heard this? I ate dirt. Okay, you may see inside. There was so much dirt. The whole universe is made up of dirt, earth. Well, they said, I took few pinches, now we can see inside. Not only dirt, but there's water, there's fire, air, ether, and the earthly planet was there, and Bharatvarsha was there. New Delhi Agra Highway Road, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Road, and Jamuna, and hey, there's Gokul too, and as Yashoda looked more closely, there was Yashoda inside, chastising Krishna. Wonderful, Krishna. Wonderful. But he was a thief also. Nice child, but stealing. Stealing mentality. So, yeah. He would steal so many complaints. Yashoda! Every day. Our complaint box would get full every day. We'd say, you had to prove, you had to prove. And the tents were meant to catch Krishna red-handed or white-handed? Red or white-handed? With the butter. Butter in the hand, then hand becomes white. White hand. The bluish hand covered with the white butter. So many attempts are made to catch hold of Krishna. But the one lady succeeded. Her name was Prabhavati. You heard of her? No. He was successful. Because he caught hold. She thought she caught hold of him and dragged him and dragged him. And as he got closer, she started yelling, hey, Yashoda, please come, come, come. I caught hold of your son. Look. And he enters Nanda Bhavan. And then Yashoda comes running. Check out. But this lady, she and she was covered, her face was covered like this. You know how the Rajvasi ladies are. And she and her hands was dragging Krishna and dragging. And then look! You wanted me to catch hold? Here he is! And Yashoda looked, and then she went closer and said, remove your veil, please. And when she really looked, there was no Krishna! That was husband of Prabhavati. You could imagine the embarrassment of Prabhavati. Finally, she thought, I'm the one, I'm going to get some special reward, my name in the front pages of Mathura newspaper. Thief was caught by this Prabhavati. But instead, the husband was there. So she rushed out of Nanda Bhavan back to her home. On the way to home, in a little lane, there was Krishna.
son of that Prabhavati. That was son of Prabhavati. I got mixed. And she said, okay, next time you try this on me, I will turn into your husband. I just became your son. So, like that. And how could Krishna be a thief? Who is a thief? We are. Sasteno Dandamaradi. It is his, everything belongs to him. So that was just his pleasure and pastime. And not his pleasure, but everyone was highly pleased with Krishna. Stealing his butter. Ladies getting up early morning. Why would they get up early morning? Think if Krishna comes to steal, you know, the butter is not ready. He may go disappointed. I will get up early and keep it all ready, just in case thief comes. He could for steal. So the competition for getting up early in Vrindavan. So they could prepare butter. So there's so many pastimes, just butter related, stealing butter related. And everyone just loves this Krishna, the butter thief. So then she had to, and the stealing, one day stealing took place in Yashoda's own home. Krishna just stole, started stealing butter. Because he was hungry. He was hungry, and then she runs to the kitchen to take care of the milk, dumping the hungry child in the middle of him, was just drinking the breast milk, and she just threw him on the floor and ran to the kitchen. Krishna was very angry. He did not like this. And he became so angry that his teeth were like that. So those Muslims, you know, somebody described, they were trembling, his teeth, and his lips were trembling out of anger. And then he broke that pot, which Yashoda was churning the butter that morning, and then he wanted to, and he was hungry, so he found it hanging from a ceiling pot, so stealing. Yashoda came. He was watching. He thought he was smart. He was seeing this way and that way, that way. But Yashoda was smarter. She came from behind. But Krishna soon noticed, and not only she was coming, she had a stick in the hand. He jumped down and ran. And attempts were made to catch hold of him. Yashoda is well built. With prithu kati tate is described. Heavy. And Krishna is little. So he's running and he's running behind. It took quite a while to catch hold of him. Even yogis cannot catch, but Yashoda caught him. I'm trying to bind him. Not him, but also the mortar. Why mortar? Because mortar also has to be punished. What is mortar's fault? That mortar helped. Krishna had climbed up the mortar, and that's how he could reach. So one who helps stealing, right? He also gets punished. Yes. So Krishna and the mortar both are getting punished. So he's trying to tie. And it's 2 inches short story, you know. And finally it worked out, and then he wanted to do some more naughtier things. He crawled, as Mother Yashoda was busy with some other activities behind the backyard. Two trees were waiting there for a long time. Yamalarjun trees. They were cursed and blessed at the same time. So now was a blessing time. Otherwise also these trees had good time. They were with Krishna, seeing Krishna. The courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. That's not a curse. You would like to be a tree in the Nanda Maharaj's courtyard? Anyone here? Many hands are going up. Anything in the doubt. Anybody. And then, so Krishna uprooted those two gigantic trees, and they crashed under the dust storm, and everyone came running. What happened? What happened? So we described 2 years ago, we were up to there. Kind of threw a little more light on the summarizing. I said, "No, it's now." But Yamalarjun tree, they were liberated. They were two sons of Kubera, and they were trying to untie. You know, they were trying to untie the knots. May I help you? These two demigods. Seeing Krishna in that awkward position, may I help you? This Krishna's response was, thank you for the inquiry or offer for help, but the knot has been tied by my mother. Only someone with equal amount of affection could untie this knot. It's a knot of affection, my mother's affection for me. You won't be able to help me with this. So they had circumambulated Krishna and went away back happily. So right in there, in the middle, middle of the storm, the dust storm, and everyone has come running. Sukadeva Goswami, he describes one pastime. Just in two verses, he describes a beautiful. We have Krishna and the fruit lady. You're putting more focus on those basket. What is in the basket? You're doing it or? So this lady, it comes, no, they stay to that, stay to that. Okay. So he comes with a big basket of fruits, and greening ho, falani. Please buy fruits. I have this fruit, I have that fruit. Kela lelo, amrut lelo. By guava, by chiku, different fruits, you think, by names. And I mean, see, she's going round and round, more around Nanda Bhavan than any other place. because these fruit vendors are, they come with intention of hoping to get glance of Krishna, meet Krishna, bump into him somehow. The selling business is just a secondary thing. The primary goal is how to get to meet him, see him. So, so for sure, shrutva satvara achutaha falarthi dhanyamadaya yayo sarva falapradaha. Krishna heard. Take fruits, buy fruits, buy fruits. And Krishna, he heard. Oh, fruits. Got excited. And hurriedly he ran out of the door of Nanda Bhavan. Sukadeva Goswami described Krishna, who is Sarva Phala Pradaha, the personality of Godhead, who gives fruits to everybody, fruits of their labor to everybody, every time. That personality is now, he has become, is in need of fruits. He is giving fruit to everybody. But now he has become phalarthi. Phalarthi. He likes to give a fruit for himself. Otherwise he is always giving fruit, but now he wants fruit for himself. So he knew that it's not going to be free. And those were not the times for his dollars or rupees or coins or his currencies. Those were the times for bartering. So Krishna caught hold of few, both hands, full of grains, and he's walking out of the door. Lady is now comfortably seated, and the potential buyer is there. And then Krishna is coming with his small, just baby steps, taking baby steps, taking a little longer. And that is fine with her. Because he wants Krishna as long as possible in her sight, her vision. So she could keep taking darshan. What fun is it if Krishna had ran out and ran in with the fruits? No. She wants him to take the extra time. Take your time, baby. Take your time. And he's coming. And he's trying to hold those grains tight, tighter as he tries to hold. They're spilling more. He's losing. He's holding the grip on the grains. First of all, how small feast, just a little child, how many grains, maybe 20 grains, small grains he had. But by the time he reached, on the way he had, there was hardly anything in there. But she took it, and she's returning now. Phala vikrayini tasya chutadhanyam karadvayam karadvayam, just both hands. Kara, kara, tava kara, kamala, kara, dvayam, two, dvi, two. Both hands were full, and chutadhanyam, beautiful. He has been described as achuta, means what? Yeah, infallible. He doesn't, but the grains are falling from his hand. Chuta dhanyam, he is achuta, but dhanya is achuta, he cannot even hold dhanya, so he is losing that dhanya. Phalaira purayad ratnai bhala phala bhandam apuricha. She accepted those few leftover grains, and in exchange he is giving fruits to. beautiful darling of Yashoda, and as he's looking at him, he's fully focused on the beauty of the Lord, the beautiful face, moon-like face, the blooming lotus-like face of the Lord. And in, while doing so, she lost the track how many fruits she had handed out. And but she also wants him to stay longer, so she knows as soon as he stops, he will turn around and go away. And what good is that? She's trying to keep him longer. So she, in this process, she has emptied her whole basket, and you can see as many, huh? She's trying to balance them. And see, he's looking at more fruit, right? And you have some more, you know? Because we hear sometimes that Krishna, what he gives, what he has taken note of that. What you haven't given, Krishna is taking note of that more than what you have given. Given, not given. So not given, so whatever, no more. We try to dig deeper into the purse and try to get as small coin as possible, right? Hey, not you, you know. I'm trying to go deeper. So Krishna knows what he has kept. Krishna would like just to give everything. Manasa deho geho jo kichimo arkilo duopade Nanda Kishore. So this is what this lady has done, given everything. But you could see, you see the loser, look at her basket. It's getting full, getting full of jewels, diamonds and rubies. Jai Sri Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami, in the middle of all this Leela, he has talked of this pastime. And then Krishna was rescued, Nanda Maharaj came to the site, he picked up baby, and was delighted to know, oh, his baby is safe. And he started praying. Praying to the Lord. Praying to the Lord. Not to the baby. Praying to the Lord. For protection of the child. And following that, there was a big Ishtagosti held in Gokul town. All the leading citizens, they gathered together. They want to review the whole situation and come to some conclusion, some way out. Gopa Vriddha, elderly persons, Brahadvane, Brahadvane, in the forest, which is, there are 12 forests of Vrindavan, and Gokul is called Brahadvane. Brahad meaning a big one. Brahad Bhagavatamrit Brihad. Like a Brihad, there are many Brahad, Brihad. Brihad Vrat, Sannyas, or Brahmacharya Vrat, celibacy. This is Brihad Vrat. So there are many. So Brihadvane, one. So in Brihadvane, Gokul, all the elderly persons, after experiencing the recent disaster, terrorist attack, Nanda Daya Samagamya, Ananda Maharaj and others have gathered. Tatra upananda nama ahagopo jnana vayodhikaha. And in the assembly there is Upananda, who is eldest brother of Nanda Maharaj. There are five brothers. Nanda Maharaj is number three. Upananda is number two. And, three more. So Upananda is there in the assembly. And he is very well known for, first of all, he is Jnana Vayo Adhika. He is superior, he surpasses everybody in two things. First of all, is Vaya. In age, he is the eldest member present. And also, so far, Jnana, the experience goes, he is also most experienced. That's not always the case, right? Hmm? You may be oldest, but you may be, like Hiranyakashipu was very old, but he was just a child. So far as Jnana is concerned, he was just a baby. Hmm? And Prahlad Maharaj was older in Jnana, and the father was older in age. But Upananda was older in age and his jnana, his experience. Desha kalartha tatvagyaha priyakrad rama krishnayo. He also was known for someone who always concerned, cared for Ram and Krishna, Balram and Krishna. Always concerned the welfare of Krishna and Balram. So what he had been doing, that he had been traveling all over Brajamandal. He had been thinking that we had to leave this Gokul, we had to get out of here to a safer location. No one appointed him, but because of his concern for Krishna and Balaram and other residents of Gokul also, he had been doing this research. And traveling. Now he had just now returned from his travels, and he is proposing, you know, saying, we have to leave this place. Uttatavyam itaha asmabhi gokula shahiteshuhi. We care for all the residents of Gokul and for everyone's benefit, especially for the benefit of Krishna and Balaram. We have to leave this place is a proposal of Upananda. Maha utpata balanam nasha hetava. And it seems that the target of these attacks are balakas, the children, especially Krishna and Balaram. And he's reminding everyone, do you not remember all the assembled members of this august gathering, that Balabhnya, and when Krishna was only 6 days old, Putana appeared. Luckily, you know, Krishna managed. Then Krishna was managed killing. Krishna was 3 months old, and Shaktasur, he just kicked that cart, went flying and broken into pieces. But the attempt was there of trying to kill this child. Then he was 100 days old, or 3 months old, and Tranavarta came. Took the baby into the sky. Of course, baby did not mind. He was enjoying seeing old brush. It was the opportunity to fly in the sky. Free. Shilayam. And pastime, and on a big rock he was killed as Krishna became heavier and heavier. And then before us is this ghastly, disastrous scene. You could see the trees uprooted, and Sureshwarai, Paritrataha Sureshwarai, Tadapi Achyuta Rakshanam. Achyuta is Sureshwari, Lord is Narayan is protecting our children. But how long, you know, one of these days, who knows? Who knows? So far so good, huh? Children have been protected, but we can't take risk. And he says, Yashyamo Anyatvasanugaha, we have to go take everything with us, all the residents, all the cows, the basic needs with us, and we have to leave this place. Oh, where do we go? What are you talking about? Do you have some concrete proposal? Yes, yes. And Upananda says, Vanam Vrindavanam Nama Pashavyam Navakananam. I have been traveling and traveling throughout Brajamandal, and I have found a place. Place called Vrindavan. Let's go to Vrindavan. Let's go. Are you ready?
Oh.
What about Katha? Let's check and Sankal. I thought we were in Vrindavan also. As we listen to Katha of Krishna in Vrindavan, we are in Vrindavan. We are with Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. Just watch Krishna. Take note of Krishna. Try to become part of those pastimes. Witness those pastimes through the eyes of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam has two pages, right? So, see through one page with this eye, another page through this eye, and there's a window. Immediately, a hole is made into the Brahman, and you can see things beyond this universe through the eyes of Bhagavatam, Shastra Chakshusha. Gopa Gopi Gavam Sevyam Punyadri Trana Virudhapam Virudham. Says, and that Vrindavan is Sevyam. Very appropriate, suitable place for cows. Always the concern is cows. For the cows, very good place, very good place. And for us also. Especially he's mentioning Punyadri. There's one hill, there's a mountain called Govardhan. There are lots of trina, grass and creepers. And lakes, everything is there. Beautiful place I have come across, and we should go there right away. Now he made this presentation proposal to the residents of Vrindavan, and he says, we'll go there, bhavatam yadi rochate, if you like we will go. Already, if you think it's a good place I have described to you, if you like, we will go. And what do you think was the response of the residents? Huh? Jai, jai. They said, sadhu, sadhu. Say, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Speaking Sanskrit now. Forgot English. Yeah, that's what they said. Sadhu, sadhu. Iti vadinaha. As they heard, they said, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, we are for Vrindavan. Let us go to Vrindavan. And they got ready to go to Vrindavan. So before we go to Vrindavan, we have a long way to go. Okay? A long way to go. But the residents of Vrindavan are singing also on the way.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
words, like drugs, cars, full of cars. Every family has at least one car or more. So many cows and so many bulls. And that's a mode of transportation. Krishna had never gone. His travels were more kind of limited to this Brahat one. Even more in Goku, into the town, and it's around, on the bank of Yamuna, just near. This is the first time he's going for a very long travel, very, very long, and going to another country for him. Mummy, where are we going? Where are we going to Vrindavan? Vrindavan! Why Vrindavan? You know, there's big playgrounds. You can play there. And Krishna was delighted. He started jumping in the car. So, there's so many, many cars. Big. Line. Cart after cart after cart after cart. Carts were mainly for the elderly folks, old people and children, ladies were in the cart. Everyone else, they were down to the earth, they were on the ground, walking. And the cows, Sukadeva Goswami, these cows are all the way in the front. And Purohit, the priests are there, they're chanting prayers. And cows. Where is the cow? It's coming. They also have weapons for protection of the cows. Cows have been described repeatedly. They describe cows as the Gothan wealth. Wealth of the residents of Vrindavan. So they wish to protect this. See, you can count the cows. How many cows? So many cows. This pastime is coming up. So they are going, they left Gokul. Gokul has been deserted. There's no one in Gokul, no one in Gokul. They all left Ghost Town. And they go in northerly direction. And because it had taken some time, everyone to load their belongings and everyone getting into the cart. There's a mention of a special cart wherein there is a Krishna and Balaram and Nanda and Yashoda and Rohini. Four of them are in one cart. There's a talk that we also hear that everyone would like to have his cart next to Krishna's cart. And Krishna lets them experience. There were times during those travels, everyone was thinking, yeah, my cart is next to Krishna's cart. Hey, my cart is... Everyone else is far, you know, behind, ahead. My cart is just next, you know, next to the Krishna's cart, Balaram's cart. This is Krishna. Krishna expanding, his card has been expanded, he has expanded. He's with all those cards. So because it was getting late, it was sunset time, they camped on the bank of Jamuna, camp out, on the same side as Gokul, just some distance in the north. This whole camping has been described, how they were at it, where they were at. The next morning, as they got up, they went across. So what they do for crossing, there are different things they do, how they cross, go across Jamuna. They tie carts, one cart, another cart. What is this going on? What is this? Bridge. They're walking and crossing. There are many bridges like that. And people are going in their carts. One tying cart, you understand? Matchbox, one another one and cart. But there are others, the coward men, they're carrying cows, little baby calf, on their shoulder and swimming. Jamuna, going across. And if they are swimming across with a calf on the back, who is swimming right behind you, think? Huh? Mother cow. So many men are carrying the baby calf on their shoulders and they're swimming. And the cows are swimming right behind. And thousands of them are trying to swim across like that. And now they all have reached Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham Ki. Huh? Vrindavan? They're in Vrindavan now. Vrindavan is again, there are 12 forests, and one of them, all of them put together is, we call Vrindavan. But one of those 12 forests is also Vrindavan forest. Between Jamuna and Govardhan, this is all Vrindavan forest, and a little beyond also. So Vrindavan is that largest forest. We are there. It's a real thing. Now where they go and park is park all the carts in semi-circular format. Shakatair ardha chandravat Vrindavanam sampravishya. After entering Vrindavan, they park their carts in a semi-circular format and made that as a compound. And they were they started staying there, residing there. This makeshift temporary housing and facilities, and They stay there for a long time, several years. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna stayed 3 years and 4 months in Gokul. And he stays 3 months, 3 years and 4 months where they have just now come. This place is called Shaktavart. Probably you have heard name of Chatikara. You go from Delhi on highway, Delhi Agra highway, and then you turn to go to Krishna Balaram temple at Bhaktivedanta Marg. So that at that junction highway, then turning left to go to Vrindavan Krishna Balaram. Got the idea? So at that junction there's a village even now called Chatikara. So that's where they had parked all the cars. Well, big area. So 3 years and 4 months there, and finally from there they go to Nandagram. And Krishna spends 3 years and 4 months in Nandagram, and then comes a Akrur from Mathura to invite Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. So just to give an idea, where is Krishna now and where is the family? So here, at this place, Krishna is going to be Vatsapalo Babhuvatuhu. Sukadeva Goswami is here. Krishna becomes a calf herd boy. He was given the task of herding. Just a calf. He's a little boy, and he can only manage herding little cows. Choti choti gaiya, chote chote gaur. Choto so. Madan Gopal. Everything is chota chota. Krishna chota, gai choti. Cow choti choti gaiya. Everything small. So he was very anxious. Krishna was very anxious to do this, take this assignment. Now, with this, his sakha bhav. In Gokul, basically vatsalya bhav. He's spending time with Yashoda and Rohini and the parents and like that. A little bit sakya, few friends. But having come to Vrindavan, now the friendship becomes more dominant. Sakha bhav. So he has to be away from home, playing with the friends. So this calf herding pastime activity would give more opportunity to be with the friends and more play. So it is also excuse. Away from the family so that they would play with friends. So there was a time when Krishna first time proposed, Yashoda flagged, no. You and going into the forest, forget it. He was not ready. No, stay home. This little tiny baby. Don't have to go to work at this age. But he was insisting. And then Nanda Maharaj took Krishna's side. The father and mother were debating. And Krishna and Nanda Maharaj won the debate. And Krishna was able to now go out as a calf herd boy. And first day, Nanda Maharaj, he gathered just a small group of calves. And and a few other friends there, their small group of calves also. And Nanda and Yashoda personally were accompanying Krishna, Balaram, some coward boy, and training them how to control the cows, how to turn them this way. Stop, stop, different. They give little ropes in the hands of Krishna and Balaram, little sticks. And but don't go deep into the forest, okay? And come back before lunch. Yes, yes, Daddy. Yes, yes, Mommy. Nanda Yashoda. Yes, Mommy. And they are proceeding towards the forest. And then learn some play. And come back. And this is going on for some days. And one day, kadachit, once upon a time, Jamuna tire, on the banks of Jamuna, other side now, on the eastern bank. Now they're staying on the western bank. Everyone is staying on the western bank. Now Krishna and Balaram, the coward, they have gone across Jamuna, on the eastern bank of Jamuna. They are herding their cows. And Krishna balayur jibhyansu daitya agamat. One demon arrived on the scene. Rukmedvakadisha ki, with the aim of killing Krishna and Balaram, he has come. Tam vatsa rupinam viksha. And Krishna noticed. And this demon has come in the shape of a calf. Easy, right? So many calves there. One more calf. So many calves were there. One more calf. So this demon thought, it's easy. No one would notice me. But there was Krishna. He noticed. Not only he noticed, he brought to the note, hey, Balaram, you see, not the other one. No, just near, next to him, you know. Haha, yes. What about him? You know, that's not a regular calf. Strange kind of. Yes. Something that we had never seen such a calf. This is extraordinary. It's extra. Darshayan Baladevaya. He showed. Krishna showed it to Balaram. Shanai. And Krishna is moving forward. He showed to Balaram. Krishna is making advances, getting closer and closer and closer and closer to that particular calf. As he got there, grahitva, he caught hold of that calf's aparapadabhyam, his hind legs. Aparapadabhyam, two. And the hind legs. Saha langula, with the tail. Two hind leg and the tail together. Saha langulam. Achutaha. Krishna has done this. And then next thing he did. Whirling. And it fell on the top of a big tree. And the process because Krishna is moving so fast, he lost the life. The demon lost the life in this process. Shook his life out. And kind of threw a dead body. Brahmayitva kapitagre prahinod gata jivam. And he was so, and as he was being thrown and whirled around and thrown, his calf was no more a little calf, assumed a gigantic form, its original demon form. Calf was not a normal form, it was a big form. And it was so heavy that that tree fell down, and so many other trees fell. Devascha parisantushtaha babhu pushpavarshinaha. Devatas, the demigods, were highly pleased. Santushtaha. And they started showering flowers. What are the flowers? The flowers are being showered. Tam viksha vismitaha balaha. And all the coward boy friends, they were kind of hiding as Krishna was handling the demon. They were not sure what is going to be the outcome of this. So they were maintaining safer distance and watching from behind the trees. And but once the demon was killed, they stepped forward saying, Sadhu, Sadhu! Sadhu, 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 Sadhu! Well done, well done! Next thing they are doing is this kapita, some special kind of fruit tree. So trees fail, there are so many fruits. All the coward boys are running now after the fruits. It was a breakfast time. They're kind of hungry. Someone lost a life. And no big deal. He just wanted to enjoy fruit. Ran for the fruit. So, like that, they would have a good time herding cows, and playing with their friends. And another day, they're all thirsty. These two pastimes, one demon killing, which is Vatsasur. And there's more to talk about. The news, that's calf, that's a cow. So some residents, Vrindavan. Oh, Krishna is a sinner. He has killed a cow. He has to take bath. He has to take holy dip now for his self-purification. He should go take bath in Ganga. So Krishna was willing, but he doesn't leave Vrindavan to go take bath in Ganga. So how does he manage? He creates Ganga from his mind. And that is Manasi Ganga. When you do Govardhan Parikrama on the way, take darshan of where this Govardhan town is, Manasi Ganga. So that comes from mind. It's born, emanates from mind of Krishna. Krishna takes bath, and everyone is taking bath there now. That Manasi Ganga. So that is related. Some other pastimes also are mentioned in connection with this Manasi Ganga. This is one of them. So another day, the boys are thirsty. We have some dramas coming up. pleasure, Rukmini Dwarkadish Theatre. Is going to be performing Rama also. So that was another demon coming. He is Bakasur. He is a brother of Putana. Putana has been killed now. Second member of the family is about to, and he has come as a big buck, big duck. So they drank water, and then suddenly they saw this big, big, huge size duck. And everything is here. You name it. Cows are here, birds, ducks. Bako nama maha, mahana suro baka, rupatuk. So he comes sahasa, he suddenly comes and big, long, pointed, big beaks. And he catches hold of Krishna and swallows. Where is Krishna now? I mean, he was playing that with the friends, and this demon came and he just swallowed, and coward boys were right there, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He's inside. And seeing his friends disturbed and Krishna inside the throat, he becomes very, very hot and very bitter also. Then would you swallow something that is so hot and so bitter? What do you do next? You vomit. So this demon vomited. What did come out? Krishna. And next thing Krishna He held two beaks of this demon, and from there went up also. The Bakasur also was killed. We are rushing because the idea was to kill another demon today. Which is a Yaghasu. So Putana, his sister, Bakasur, and Yaghasur. Bakasur and Yaghasur are two brothers. So Sagasur's time for killing. We have Agasur there. So Ghora Darshanaha. Aho Brahma Vidam Vacho Na Satya Santikar Hichit. The coward boys, and as the news spread of Krishna killing is another demon, the residents of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, they're reminded of Garga Muni's predictions, and this would happen, that would happen, so many harassments, killing of demons. But Krishna will always come victorious, always depend upon him, he will protect you. And exactly, Gargo yat aha. The way he said, had predicted, exactly happening. They're all talking like this. Iti nandada yoga upaha Krishna Rama katham muda. So these topics are giving great pleasure to the residents. Nandadayaha gopaha. Gopa. Protectors of the cows. Ananda Maharaj and others. And Kuruvanto Ramamanascha. This Ramakrishna Katha, they are absorbed. This is their life. Machittaha madhagata prana bodhiyantaha parasparam kathayantasya mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. And Krishna said that in Bhagavad Gita, same thing here. The residents of Vrindavan are ramamanascha. They are busy, absorbed in talking about Krishna. We also wish by hearing, before you talk, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? You have to hear, you have to read, otherwise what will you talk about? You'll talk about the Iraq affairs. Whatever you hear about, you'll talk about. Simple, simple thing. What goes in, input, and then it's output. If katha goes in, katha will come out. You will relish and then it will come out. So we also wish to have Krishna katha as our topic. We are devotees. Krishna is expecting that we always talk about Krishna. So we have to hear about Krishna. So we wish to hear more and more. And then do manthanam, mananam, as Vishwambhar Prabhu was reminding us. When you hear, we hear, but then we come back tomorrow to hear more. But in the meantime, what happens? Mananam. Contemplation. Bring those pastimes back to the mind and contemplate, relish, and take them in again. Just like a cow or animals, you know, they eat twice, at least twice. First time they gobble up, grazing, and then they sit down, and what do? In chewing the cud. Sorry, not a good scene to look at. They bring the whole thing back into the mouth and they chew it, make it finer and finer, and they assimilate, and then that goes into the system, they get nourished. Not necessarily by just first time they eat. So here we unbrush, we kind of feed and we gobble up in a couple of hours. Then we have 22 hours more to do what? Chewing this cut or bringing this pastimes back into the mind. Take a look at them and relish them. Then they become our property. Then we'll not forget them. Bring them back again. So there was a person who did this katha. I will tell you in the beginning only. He was a Gokarna. This is part of Gita, Adi Bhagavat Mahatmya. And he was reciting this Bhagavatam for 7 days for the benefit of his brother, Dhundakari. And he was kind of not a good fellow. But his brother Gokarna showed special mercy. This person had turned into ghost, in fact. This brother, Dhundakari, had no body, but just a subtle body. So he takes a shelter in a bamboo which had seven parts, seven knots. A bamboo is, you know. And he took shelter of it, otherwise, you know, if the wind comes, he would just get blown away. He has no heavy 100-kilo body. He just 50 grams something floating in the air. So he took shelter of his bamboo, you know, seven knots. So what was happening was, at the end of each day, one of these parts would just would break open. And another recitation, another day. And by the end of the second day, another. So like that, the end of the seventh day, that bamboo was no more, and there comes out four-handed, beautiful person. And meantime, there was one aircraft that had come from up above, Trans Airlines, TWA, Trans World Airlines. But it came from up, not from any other planet. It landed, and the air host, they were signaling, please, you come, 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 come. And he was about to, you know, go up the steps and take his seat. And before the engine started, before they took off, this Gokarna said, hey, hold on, what's the matter? Said, in the audience I had so many listeners, not just one person. I was expecting you would bring a big jumbo jet and put a load everyone, board everyone, and go back home. This was going back. But how come only one person is leaving or boarding the plane? And then Haridasaha Uchuhu, the Haridasas. Haridasas were, they were the captain, they were the air host, everything. They were Haridasas, Vishnudasas were managing. And they said, the question was raised by Gokarna, that the speaker is the same subject matter was shared by me with everyone, and they were all listening. So how come it's not the same fall, same fruit? How come one person has become capable of going back to Vaikunth and everyone else is staying behind? Why this discrimination? Why different? What went wrong? And there are several things pointed out by these Haridasas. One of them is this mananam, this contemplation. What has been heard, this person was thinking and contemplating and relishing, getting back into it, bringing it to the mind, and others were not doing was the complaint, was the reason. And the faith, also faith of the listener and other factors. But main thing pointed out was that mananam. So shravanam, kirtanam, and somewhere there goes the manan part. What has been heard, you contemplate. Just kind of goes close, is closer to smaranam. It's like a smaranam. Mananam, smaranam. So he said, but we have no problem. can organize another katha, and then they'll follow this guideline that we have just mentioned. We'll have a bigger plane this next time. And that is what happened. Gokarna, another katha was organized after some time. Gokarna spoke, and everyone attending that katha was, oh, manana, hey, when do mananam, hey, when do mananam? Hey, you know, unless mananam, no going mananam. And we have to have attention, and, you know, we had to turn our mobile phones off, you know, children, I don't know how focused. And like few of those things were mentioned like that. And everyone was so alert, so attentive, so respectful, no offenses, attention. And the result was, at the end of those 7 days of recitation of Bhagavatam, the big jumbo jet arrived. And this time, Lord personally accompanied all those pilots and the staff. And everyone was shown the door of the aircraft. Please, get in, please. And the engine started, and everyone went back to the Lord. So quality of hearing and attention and contemplation and our eating, etc. There are quite a few things that are there in Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya. These things mentioned by four Kumaras. Four Kumaras are what is Bhagavad Katha and how it should be organized and how funds should be raised, this whole topic. Just like at the time of marriage, you raise funds by somehow. The first thing mentioned by four Kumaras in this organization of Bhagavad Katha is fundraising. The invitations. And they have given a little draft how to invite, how to send invitation around and gather as many. And what should be location, where should katha be conducted, and which part of the year, and then goes for eating and different things. And what kind of speaker has to be Vaishnava. Hari Bhakta, and like that, it goes into quite a few details. The main thing is here about the subject matter. So we'll be trying to stick to what Sukadeva Goswami speaks and how Prabhupada has explained that, some purports, some things from the purports, some things from our previous acharyas, commentaries. We'll try to share this with you. I don't think we are ready for Agastya today. We want to do a little better job. Going to really do a good number on him. Krishna will do. Krishna does it. These two killings, briefly mentioned, but Sukadeva Goswami does go into more details when it comes to when he describes Adhasu killing. So we'll postpone that till tomorrow. And suppose we have our team. So we wish to. This is going higher and it's becoming a little. Somehow on the verge of echoing. Honey. sorry, you are doing something there.
You mean the volume? Or?
Yeah, volume. Oh. Yeah, thanks. So we wish to attempt this presentation as kind of a festival, not just wish not to make it dry and boring. Then at the end of the katha we wake you up, then you feel happy, okay, time to go. That is, we have our musicians to entertain you. So we'll talk, we'll sing with some corresponding slides and Krishna's, from Krishna art book or Krishna book and Bhagavatam. Try to sing some corresponding songs as much as possible. Also dramas. Devotees performing dramas, the talks that we do, somehow that will be again. So we'll be hearing and seeing pastimes. We'll hear as I speak, and you'll see them as the actors demonstrate, present that leela in front of you. And also prasadam, which is what fest. Not a festival, only there's a feast, right? So there's a prasadam for everyone, which is in the beginning. Don't eat too much. Eat as much as you can manage, digest. Otherwise, you'll be a bit sleepy. So morning fresh, alert. So come every day. Take prasad. Says you have heard the announcement promptly at 6:30. We wish to start, and then we'll sing and talk and dance and do different things for the pleasure of Radha Krishna Rukmini Vakanis. Or Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees. I understand there's a big holiday coming up. So that should help you take advantage of holiday. What's the best thing to do during the holiday? Bhagavatam. Chant Hare Krishna. Your Bhagavatam. What is there on the beach? Everything is happening here. So thank you once again. So yes. All right. So I will hand over the mic to
Haribal. If you could please close the space right here. Up to
so
Prabhupada's Vyasa song.
I'm becoming here MC, I'm sorry. We'll be doing Arati, Bhagavatam Arati, at the end of the drama. So then, officially, Katha is over with the Arati is performed.
Haribo! Haribo! You see, I like to read these books. Every time I read these books, something new has always come out. You know? Hey, oh, there's a picture of Krishna. Can you put that one with the fruit vendor, please, sir? How are you? I want the fruit vendor before I say anything else. That story reminds me of how Krishna can be so magnanimous. He's just waiting for us. He gives us a little bit. He sees, what can this person give me? And then he gives us more. And that story reminds me so much of a beautiful time. There was this one fruit lady. She was selling fruit all over Braj. If you listen, you hear her coming. She's coming. But she kept putting more fruit and more fruit and more fruit. Can Krishna take it all? Can Krishna take it all, this fruit? Let's see. But this poor old lady, she gave Krishna all the fruit that she had. Poor Krishna couldn't even get up. And when she was about to leave, she opened her basket, picked up her basket to try to leave. Basket was very heavy. Very, very heavy. But there was no fruit. And when she looked inside, so many nice jewels Krishna had left for her.
Eva, Eva, Eva.
Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. We're not done yet. This is my friend Cowherd Baba. He's come from Vrindavan. He knows much more stories than I do. Krishna can be very good. He can give you so many fruits, so many jewels. He can be very bad. He kills people sometimes, but it's for their own good. If they're disturbing all of us Vrijabhasis, you know? So tell me one story. What did Krishna do this time?
Well, when Krishna was just a little boy, and he was going out with his cowherd boyfriends to herd the calves, and there was only a few calves, but there was one very envious demon who he tried to mingle with the other calves and act like a calf himself. This demon's name was Vatsasura. Let's watch this play. Let's watch this drama.
Thank you.
Krishna then threw Vartasura into the tree and so many fruits fell. And they sat together and they had dinner. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Alright, that's all I have to say tonight. Just two little short plays. Can I have my actors, please? We'll begin with our Mr. Cow. What is your name?
Anand.
Anand Cow. And?
Neil.
Neil Cowherd Boy. And our Vishrambar Cowherd Boy. Ah, where's our cow, our fruit lady? Ah, she's enjoying all her jewelries now. She doesn't come to Vrindavan anymore. Ah, there she is. And Mataji?
Gopika.
Gopika Mataji. And I am Jai Keshava, your narrator. And this is our Krishna, Mohan. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
They have sheets.